counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outre.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20, another week, and we are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is also in the studio, and Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to the website where we get the charts.
You'll find that Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check it out.
There's so much to find. It's like a treasure hunt.
Yes, it's pretty amazing.
And you can find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we can do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. So please get in contact with us and we will do that for you. We've got the top 20 in the next 2 hours of the program. Stephen Karlick joins us, and a really great conversation with Chris Slorak from Metz. It's gonna be big.
It's a party.
It's a party.
You know what's coming up soon?
Four is technically a party. Three is company. And maybe this, I don't know if that's actually the phrase, but what's coming up soon?
The actual Earshot party.
Oh yeah.
It's happening.
In the bar, yeah. And for those who don't know, our home station, Local 107.3 FM, is hosting the National Campus and Community Radio conference, and we have a party on the first night. It's a kickoff party, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and it is sponsored by Earshot. So Magnus, who is the brains behind the operation, will actually be here, and I'm going to pick his brains. Not literally. Maybe I'll get him to come down and I'll do a little maybe voiceover with him or something for the show.
He'll co-host with you.
He can maybe. Maybe I'll try and talk him into it. Anyway, so we've got the conference happening, and that's coming up. If you're listening to this live, it's coming up next week, June 3rd to the 10th, and depending on when you're listening to it, it could be happening or just starting, but we're all going to be having a blast. It's going to be a fun time, and stay tuned, because there's lots coming up for that. And we have lots coming up in the show. Any big movement this week?
Yeah, well, we were off last week, and last week there was a new number one.
Oh, right.
And they're sitting still at number one, so they're brand new to us, not necessarily new to the charts, but they had a big debut 2 weeks ago, and then now they are at number one. We have three debuts in the top 20, believe it or not. So lots of new music, three new albums in addition to that. So basically, we're pretty much half of the charts this week is all going to be brand new stuff. And then we'll have some great things sticking around as well from a couple weeks ago. So lots of fine music to bring you this week. That is for sure.
All right, well, let's get it started. We'll kick things off at number 20 and move on from there.
All right, we're going to start off with two debuts. Debuting at number 20 is Slow Down Molasses. Their latest record is called Burnt Black Cars. You're going to hear a track called Summer Sun. The new Crosses record called Low is sitting at number 19, debuting in that spot. And you're going to hear a track called Golden Hearth. And new to the show at number 18, up from number 22, is Adrian Teacher and the Subs. Sorta Hafta is his new EP. And you're going to hear Old Graffiti.
All right, here we go. Your number 20 this week, Slow Down Molasses, Summer Sun. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Things from my dreams. Can't you see the beauty of a sticker torn and frayed that's stuck here at this bus stop beside a patch of shade? I was here, your small serenade.
That was Old Graffiti by Adrian Teacher and the Subs. Their new EP is called Sorta Have To. It was at number 18, up from number 22. At number 19 was Crosses. Their new album debuting in that spot is called Low, and you heard Golden Hearth and Slow Down Molasses with a track called Summer Sun from Burnt Black Cars, debuting at number 20.
All right, we're going to take that one break. You know we always take during the this hour and the next hour of the program. Of course, first hour of the program, we're counting down the first 10 of the top 20 of the Earshot 20. And this break brings you into some of the biggest music news happening across the globe. Of course, it comes to us from Exclaim Magazine. And Stephen Karlick, the senior editor there and friend of ours here on the program. Stephen, welcome back to the program again this week.
Thank you for having me back.
Oh, always a pleasure and always cool to find out what's going on in the world of music. And I guess we'll kick things off with something that's quite interesting. You know, Record Store Day is really huge for vinyl collectors, people who love to collect vinyl. And now there's a little something extra for them as things pick up a little bit. They're going to get vinyl more often.
Vinyl Tuesday, it's being called. Apparently, the annual Record Store Day, the Department of Record Stores and organizers of the day have announced that they'll now participate in a weekly event called Vinyl Tuesday. They will use the Record Store Day model, and the event will offer weekly exclusives to participating independent retailers. There are apparently 5 different types of releases planned for the weekly Vinyl Tuesday event. These include catalog releases, commercial and promotional releases, releases made specifically for the Record Store Day in the community, vinyl editions of albums previously only released on digital and CD platforms, and exclusive vinyl releases that drop before their digital editions. Kind of cool if you're a vinyl aficionado, although there has already been a lot written about how Record Store Day affects vinyl pressing plants and how demand tends to exceed supply, especially when it comes to indie bands, smaller bands trying to press their stuff, and you have major labels sort of clogging up the pressing plants. And this might be a huge problem with that, but I'm not sure. I guess that remains to be seen. Certainly there are more pressing plants opening now that they've realized that there is that demand. An interesting thing. Also, for a lot of people who buy vinyl, Vinyl Tuesdays are just regular Tuesdays. When it's a release day when you go to the record store and check out what's new and buy vinyl like I usually do and like people usually do. So, and Record Store Day does typically bring out people who don't usually go to record stores. I guess we'll have to see.
Is there any concern, I guess, my question would be, is there any concern that this is going to take away from Record Store Day and all the hype? Because, I mean, they're basically just creating some kind of day around, trying, I guess, building on that success, but would they be taking away from the hype of Record Store Day?
Yeah, I mean, it's like if you got sort of Christmas Day of every week.
You're exactly, like, that's exactly
okay,
right.
Or whatever you celebrate. I don't know. We'll have to see. I have no idea. There's not a lot of info out there about this, but we don't know exactly when it's set to launch either, but it will apparently be offered to the international community of retailers, so probably in Canada.
Well, there you go.
So we'll see.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. We'll move on, and some news for Alexis on Fire, new live album coming out.
Yeah, this is a cool one. Obviously, Alexis on Fire reuniting for a couple shows this year, a few festival dates that we've previously talked about. In 2012, they put the band to rest and went on a farewell tour. And although the Screamo greats have reunited since then, their December 30th gig at Hamilton's Cops Coliseum was their vinyl show for a while, and that gig is being released as a live album on a vinyl bundle for Dynalone Records' 10th anniversary. It's called Live at Cops, and it'll come on 4 vinyl records. It'll include a Blu-ray of the entire show, and the vinyl will be very special, apparently, colored. It'll have a heart skull logo on the H side, which is the flip side of the 4th record, so it, of course, has a massive track list. Also included in that bundle is a bunch of other stuff, including Monin's 2003 album, Are We Really Happy With Who We Are Right Now, as well as those two bands' 2005 split record, the Switcheroo series, They'll also be available on their own separately. But the people who get the vinyl bundle will receive the albums on colored wax, as I talked about, in an edition of 300. So some really cool stuff, especially if you're a fan of the band.
Awesome. And rounded out with a story. Okay, so a disclaimer to all of the fans of the show. I sometimes have a hard time pronouncing things. I'm going to give this a go, and you can tell me if I'm right. Otekra.
He did it.
Oh, there it is. And they've got a North American tour.
So it's not often that Otekra, the IDM revered sort of almost legends at this point, it's not often that they tour, and they've just announced a North American tour. The IDM Greats released their XI album in 2013. They're going to hop over the pond for a month of shows, including Canadian stops in Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal. We've heard really good things about their show. They're a really, really beloved act, Warp Icons, on Warp Records, that is. So check out Exclaim.ca for all those dates.
Awesome stuff. All right, we'll cut back to the charts, and in the second hour of the program, we'll come back and chat with you, Stephen. So we'll get you to stick on the line right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Grounders, their self-titled debut, debuting at number 17, a track called Drawing Space, and at number 16, debuting at number 25 the week before, was a new one from Buffy St. Marie called Power in the Blood. You're going to hear Orion.
Together, everything.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Star too far away to ever know. But if I had just one wish, I'd wish for now. Goes by every day. I looked for you. You were gone, but in my heart, I'd see you still. No, can't be solved, but here you are. And of all my dreams come true, the best is now.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Orion by Buffy St. Marie. Her newest album is called Power in the Blood. It's at number 16, up from number 25. And a new album by Grounders is self-titled. It debuts at number 17. You heard Drawing Space.
All right. We're getting into it. It's the first 10 of the top 20. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. And Brian, I thought you were trying to continue. For those who listened to the show a couple weeks ago, you had a summer theme going on. And at the beginning of the program, you played a couple of tracks that were quite summery in theme. And I thought you were trying to continue that, but I feel like it went down.
No, I didn't. I didn't really try any themes this week. But I can tell you that all those first five records are all brand new to the show. So,
well, that's awesome.
Lots of brand new awesome music for you to check out, all Canadian as well. So
pretty good stuff. And I also, another fact, I bet you our listeners find you 10 times sexier on the radio this week because you're sick and makes your voice a little deeper.
Yeah, especially if you go for nasally, if that's what you're into.
Yeah, it's exactly it. Anyway, so we're counting down the first 10 of the top 20 into it right now, and we've got a few more tracks coming up for you that will round out the first 10, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
The new album from Catherine Calder, Sports Her Own Name, it's at number 15, down from number down one spot, and you're going to hear a track from that one called Song in C Minor. And then Colin Stetson and Sarah Neufeld, their great new collaborative record on Constellation Records called Never Were the Way She Was, at number 14, down from number 9, you're going to hear a track called The Rest of Us. Thank you.
the fights that leave us soft, to feel the sharpness of the rocks. You could never be mine. No, you'll never be mine, love. And when the pressure bears its weight, you let me rest my weary bones. And when the emptiness won't take, you let me rest with you alone. And if we fall, then we fall. Sometimes I know just how I feel. Sometimes I know I've no idea. You could never be mine. No, you'll never be mine, love. If in the sight forgotten bend,
Shot 20. Number 14.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was The Rest of Us by Colin Stetson and Sarah Neufeld. At number 14, down from number 9, was the album Never Were the Way She Was. And we heard the new one from Catherine Calder. It is self-titled. It dropped to number 15, down just one spot this week. And you heard a song called Song in C Minor.
Are you having fun today?
Yeah, sure. Why?
I just want to make sure that this is enjoyable.
Yeah,
the most
always.
Enjoyable experience. Great charts this week. As Brian was talking about earlier, we have all kinds of new music entering into the charts. You're hearing from new stuff. And of course, we were off last week, so we're even hearing some new stuff, some stuff that we didn't get a chance to listen to last week on the charts. And you can check it all out, earshot-online.com. And thanks to those folks for keeping the charts going, because without the charts, we wouldn't be able to do this program. And it's a fun program to do. I enjoy all of the different types of music, but I'm always scared sometimes when things enter the charts that I know I'm not, I find challenging. I like your word. I like that word. There are some things that I find challenging sometimes. Like,
open your mind, Anthony. It's good for you.
Yeah, I don't know. Godspeed is a little, that's a little, my mind would have to fully open.
Well, it's pretty popular, as you'll see on its placement on the charts.
Oh, no. Oh no. All right, well let's get it started. Three more tracks and then we'll be back one more time. Brian's gonna let you know what's coming in at number 13.
At that spot for number 17, it's a band called Weed. You're gonna hear from their album Running Back. Here's a track called Depending On.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Hearts, watch them fall, watch them shatter. Together, 'cause they can see where they're going. They're just falling under the weather. They follow each other.
Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Apocalypse by Moon King. They're back up to number 11 from number 18, and their latest is called Secret Life. In the program for the first time is the new one from Patrick Watson at number 21 last week. It is now at number 12, and from that record, Love Songs for Records, you heard Hearts. And we kicked off that set with Weed and a track called Depending On from the album Running Back at number 13, up from number 17. A
lot of awesome stuff this week on the charts, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We do it every week, count down the top 20 albums, and have fun doing it too. And you can check out the charts online, earshot-online.com. All right, that does it for the first 10 of the top 20. Big thanks to Stephen for joining us. It's great to have Stephen on the program because he brings us lots of music news, and he encourages me when I don't think I can say names of bands. He encourages me.
I was pretty impressed with you.
Yeah.
And he's coming here.
He is part of the conference, man. It's big. It's big. Everybody who's not coming to the conference is going to be real sad about it, I think.
I'd be sad.
I'd be sad too. But great news for you. If you aren't coming to the conference, you still can participate in the gala. We're going to be live streaming it. So there you go. National Campus Radio Conference Gala happening, and it's going to be streamed. Check it out on Facebook. All right. As I said before, we do this every week. Count down the top 20 albums, and we do it from local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station right here in the Port City. We record, and it is broadcast first from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing the program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net. That's radio4all.net. Or if you podcast this show through iTunes, no matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around, because when we come back, we've got the top 10. Stephen Karlick joins us again, and an interview with Chris Slowrak from Mets. It's all happening after the break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.